This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Now, you have an organization called Dads and Deadlifts, is that correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When did that start, or when or how did that start?
So, in 2019... So kind of going back, my previous marriage, so of course, I got a divorce in 2020. And so all of this, like the foundation, my podcast, the book, everything really started off with based on that. And that's the story. So I don't know how you want to start off with. So I'll kind of walk you through. My son, who just turned six last Friday. 6 years old. He was born in 2017. And right after that, I would say about 4 or 5 months into his birth, I started heavily drinking, without even knowing why. And of course, there was some other stuff that was going on. And I didn't quite figure out what was going on. I only thought like, this is just a marital problem. But then one day I actually just blacked out. And what happened is after that, doctors couldn't find anything. Then started my therapy, counseling, and lots of modalities later found out my trauma came back. What I mean by that is I was sexually abused as a kid, as a child, when I was 7, 8 years old. And I never really talked to anyone about it. The boys, the stigma around boys and men. I didn't know all this stuff back then. But I think what the simplest way my therapist at that time explained, body keeps the score. And actually, that's a book too. I read that book now.
Yeah.
I think it was my body's way of alerting me, now you're a father, you have a son. So that changed the whole scenario for me. And that's where I realized a lot of things that we grow up as a man it's not working. Everyone I reached out to either said, man up, or it's okay, let's go grab a beer and all that. And that's where I was really feeling all sorts of confused. I was literally, I wish I could explain to people. And every time I go to on any podcast, any shows, or even interviews, it's very difficult to explain that feeling. You not only confused, you start questioning your existence, as a man. So what now? I'm 37 years old, and what am I really good for? And no one teaches you that either. I took all the fatherhood classes, all the parenting classes, and everything, and so all of that kind of came crashing, including some emotional abuse, and that's very hard to fathom. For men, because we don't talk about it. Only people think that men are always the perpetrators, but that's not always true. There's a lot of different ways abuse can happen. And so keeping the sanctity and the respect, I normally don't talk too much about that. But that's where it all started. I started questioning, and I really started writing things. I journaled. And I basically started my podcast around COVID timeframe, that I have to go to get to the bottom of it. And I started interviewing people. I started interviewing men. I started interviewing women who went through domestic violence, and started raising awareness that, this man up culture is not really serving us. And especially being a father of a son, I really kind of took it on me that I gotta start breaking the cycle myself. Otherwise, this cycle will never break.